Up until recently, North Korea's leader would never be seen in public wearing a mask. But now, Kim Jong-un can no longer avoid it. Local media is calling it an explosive outbreak of COVID-19. Dozens of people have died, with more than 800,000 suspected cases. The government has ordered a strict lockdown, but cases are spreading fast. On state television, a doctor recommends gargling with salt water if suffering from a fever. With a crumbling healthcare system, a malnourished population, and no vaccines, experts worry the pandemic could have a devastating impact on North Korea.
The outbreak could lead to shortages and an economic crisis. In order to prevent that, the government's conducting food rationing measures.
But the surge in infections didn't stop the government from testing its weapons. Just hours after announcing the outbreak on Thursday, it fired three ballistic missiles off its east coast.
This indicates that the country will likely conduct missile tests more frequently to counteract the depressed atmosphere caused by COVID-19 among North Korean citizens.
The first cases of the Omicron variant were reported in April in its capital, Pyongyang. The same month, the city hosted several large public celebrations where most people did not wear masks. At the time, cases were soaring in neighboring China, North Korea's biggest trade partner and close ally.
We will pay close attention to the developments of the epidemic in North Korea and maintain communication with their government to protect the lives and the health of our citizens who live there.
Most of North Korea's 26 million people are not vaccinated. The World Health Organization offered inoculations last year, but Kim Jong-un rejected it. For now, there's no sign people living in the most isolated nation in the world are closer to getting any help. Katia Lopez-Loyan, Al Jazeera.